Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You're listening to Point of View. My name is Rosa Dunn, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to Southeastern Louisiana University's own public radio station, KSLU 90.9 FM. This is your community interest show. We want to make sure you don't miss a thing, so get your calendars ready as we talk today about what's happening in the area. Now, in order for us to be on the air, we give a special thank you to the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View. Downtown Hammond offers a wide variety of food and entertainment for all ages and occasions, including art galleries, painting parties, restaurants, boutiques, and even a children's museum that offers playtime for the youngest Hammond residents. More information is available on the Downtown Development District website at www.dddhammond.com. Once again, special thanks to the Hammond Downtown Development District, who is excitedly getting ready for art in April. So throughout the month of March that's coming up, we will be talking to different representatives from the Downtown Development District. They will be telling us how they are going to prepare and roll out the red carpet so that we, the people, can come downtown and enjoy a beautiful evening. Now, today we have visiting with us Sybil Paulson. She is the Senior Vice President and Rehabilitation Hospital Administrator with North Oaks. And in fact, Sybil, it has been years since you and I have had the opportunity to visit with each other. Thank you for coming today.
You're most welcome. I'm glad to be here for the opportunity to talk about North Oaks.
Well, you're very welcome. Sybil and I share a friendship that goes back
years.
And how blessed are we to still be here, to still be doing what we love to do, and to see all the wonderful things that have happened in the community since the first days of our friendship.
Absolutely.
Once again, thank you, North Oaks, for making this such a healthy place to live. Well, North Oaks offers patients the opportunity to rehabilitate at a facility accredited by the Commission on Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities. It's known as CARF International. North Oaks is one of only 3% of the 22,000 CARF facilities worldwide that received no recommendations for improvements in their recent accreditation survey. Sybil, congratulations to you and your staff.
Thank you. As I'm sure you can guess, this was a massive team effort. I will say that thanks to the tremendous support of our Board of Commissioners, our Board of Managers for the Rehab Hospital, our medical staff, and everyone involved, we are able to offer our community the very best in rehabilitation care, and that is provided at North Oaks Rehabilitation Hospital. And we are always so proud to be able to come and talk about our accomplishments and what we're able to provide our patients.
I would have loved to have been there the day that you received the final word on that accreditation. There were many high fives, cheers, and lots of applause.
Very much so. And I think there is just so much pride there.
Yes.
And I think that what sets us apart is the fact that our people are so committed. Everyone who works there, I think, truly feels an ownership. And I know they do. You see it. You feel it. Our staff, our physicians, everyone there truly feels that they own our program and providing our patients with the very, very best in rehab care.
Well, Sybil, if you'll allow me to share this, everyone that I have interviewed from North Oaks, faculty, staff, nurses, doctors, etc., the list goes on and on and on. I can tell immediately when they speak of their, quote, job, that it's not a job. It is a ministry for them.
You can tell that whenever you observe a therapist, a physician, a nurse, support personnel dealing with our patients. They truly care about the patient's needs, and I think there's such a palpable empathy there that our staff feels toward our patients because they treat them as if they were their own family. And that, I think, really does set us apart from any other facility. And you can build great buildings, and you can do all of these wonderful things, but if you don't have heart and soul there, that truly care about our patients and truly give everything, going way above and beyond to make sure the patient experience is phenomenal.
Yes.
You won't stand out from the crowd. No. And we do.
There's one word, compassion.
Exactly.
And my family has been the recipient of that, so I thank you very much. Well, Press Ganey Associates recently awarded North Oaks Rehab Hospital the 2013 Guardian of Excellence Award. Now, this award recognizes top performing facilities that have consistently achieved in the 95th percentile in patient satisfaction.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
Because, you know, no one wants to be in the hospital, per se. Everyone wants to be back home with their families, doing what they love to do. But whenever illness hits, whenever an injury hits, you have to receive rehabilitation. You need to be in a place that truly cares about getting you back to your top level of functioning that's possible for you. So I think that, you know, being able to be in a facility that cares so much, I think inspires the patient and gets the patient motivated,
yes,
to achieve their highest level of functioning and be able to go home and do at least the best they could do, or maybe back to where they were before.
And I was just going to say, my very special aunt, who is such a treasure to our family, she is 95 years old. Years ago, she was one of your patients at North Oaks Rehab Hospital. And she, from the moment she left, she has been better, better, and better. I mean, I hope we all have the quality of life that she enjoys at 95. And she will tell you that her time spent at the rehab hospital ensured the fact that she could return home and be herself again. That's how she put it.
Exactly. And what we do, I think, so well is that every patient that comes in, we assess the patient, we talk with the patient, we talk with the family. What are their realistic goals? What can they realistically achieve, and how far can we get them? And I think that is what I think gets the buy-in. You have to have buy-in from the patient,
the family.
And the rehab team.
Yes, yeah. I agree 100%. Well, recovery from serious illnesses and accidents may necessitate a stay for you or your loved one to stay in a physical rehabilitation hospital. Where's the North Oaks Rehab Hospital located?
On 1900 Morrison Boulevard. And we have a very beautiful facility. It's very patient-friendly, very family-friendly, very zen-like. And we really are proud of how clean and wonderful and beautiful it is. But like I said, it's our people that make us what we are.
I know. And we just had a friend recently there. I won't name any names, but I got so tickled because apparently this patient wanted to do things that you and your staff did not want him to do, wanted to pace himself, wanted to give him the best possible recovery offered, and that rascal kept trying to get out of bed. That happens, doesn't it?
Which happens, yes, yes.
He was like, how can I beat this rap? And, you know, how many days? Oh, we were dying laughing. But even my sweet husband, Dr. Dunn, was saying, please, these people know what they're doing. You have got to listen to them.
Well, if you can just corral that and
yes,
really
that
focus
energy.
That toward them, you know, motivating them to do their rehab program, they'll get there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's right. You did. You had to curb, you had to redirect all that energy into doing what you wanted him to mm-hmm. do when you wanted him to do it. Because there are several hours a day in activities such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, recreation therapy, group activities. Do you include family?
Absolutely.
With these different therapies?
Absolutely. The family is included in family training. The family is included in goal setting. The family is included in family conferences. The therapy is generally performed in the gym without family present. The patient's able to really focus a lot better without any type of distraction.
I agree.
Yeah. But that is, you know, typically the family is involved very heavily, though, because that is part of their success, is when they are finished in our program, that is not the end of their rehab. The rehab has to continue through other venues and other methods of receiving rehab. But that also includes fostering independence when the patient gets home. Because if the patient has learned to dress themselves and learn to bathe themselves and feed themselves or whatever we have taught them and rehabilitated them to do, if they get home and the family begins to do that for them, which we do because we love our family, and that's what we do.
And I would be the guilty party, Sybil. I can tell you that right now.
But that sets the patient back. That makes the patient more or less start to become a little more complacent, and you know, not motivated to do it for themselves. So we teach the family that this is the way to help your loved one maintain their rehabilitation gains and further their gains mm-hmm. is by continuing to be independent.
I know. You're talking to a hover and rescue daughter here.
Yes, yes.
So I'm sure you've learned over the years, you and your staff, how to deal with families who hover and rescue.
Right.
So we don't want, we want them to be, what's that phrase that I love to use? Their personal best.
Exactly.
We don't want to stop that process. Well, how do you go about entering a rehabilitation program?
There must be, of course, a need for rehabilitation, of course. Those criteria have to be met. But you need your physician's recommendation, referral. And then our intake group, our nurses, assess the patient and assess their motivation, assess their ability to tolerate the 3 hours of therapy. And, those type of things. So all of these things come into play, and that is very, very key in assuring a successful rehabilitation experience.
Yes.
Is to be sure that we're putting the right person in the right program.
Once again, a team effort.
Very
much
so. That
takes place before the patient arrives, while the patient is there, and then also another preparation after the patient leaves.
Exactly.
And what to look forward to. Well, if you're just tuning in, we are visiting with Sybil Paulson. She is the Senior Vice President and Rehabilitation Hospital Administrator for the North Oaks Health System, located on Morrison Boulevard. And what a beautiful face I saw walking in today when Sybil walked into KSLU, because it's been so long since she and I have had a chance to visit. That's what's wonderful about Hammond, isn't it, Sybil? Friends can pick up right where they left off. It doesn't matter how long it's been.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter. We just pick right back up, don't we?
I know, and we're talking about that family atmosphere mm-hmm. today, because that's what the rehabilitation hospital offers, not only for your patient, but for your families mm-hmm. as well. Well, we are encouraging people to do their research, to ask their questions. What criteria do you recommend in choosing a facility?
First of all, the thing that you need to do is there are many questions. Of course, we have a website that our future patients can go to research and look at all the services we provide on northoaks.org. And they need to go in and look to see on any facility they're considering, what services does that facility provide? What are the credentials of the professionals that are there? Do they have physical medicine physicians? Are they fully staffed with all the therapy staff that they need? Do they have certified rehabilitation nurses?
Yes.
Is it a full service, qualified facility? And as you know, CRF, or CARF as we call it, our accreditation that we just discussed, is voluntary. North Oaks pays to have that done. Facilities rehab facilities are not required to be CARF accredited, but being CARF accredited, sets you apart and brings in a group of rehab professionals that examine your program from every single aspect of our program. It's a very intensive survey, and these are working rehab professionals who run their own programs elsewhere.
Wonderful.
These are international surveyors. They go all over the world.
So they're looking at before, during, and after
every piece
the services
of it,
are rendered.
Every piece of our program is examined. And they come in and they deem you meeting all criteria, and then they accredit you. And as you know, in our case, and I'll repeat it,
yes,
we had no recommendations for improvements. So when you're looking for a facility, you want a facility that's been looked at by an outside accrediting body to say this is a quality program. And then you need to look at how many hours of therapy does that facility provide.
And I remember years ago when Dad reached the point where he would need such a thing, that's what shocked me, the number of hours that he was going to be asked. And after much discussion, we decided home health would be our answer to get him back on his feet again. Because did you tell me, was it 3 hours of therapy that they
average,
have to do?
An average of 3 hours, yes. And it's different types of therapy. It's speech therapy, it's occupational therapy, and physical therapy. But it is it can be tiring.
Yeah. Yes.
But this is to get the patient up and moving and get them to achieve their highest level of functioning. And that doesn't happen by lying in bed.
Exactly. And once again, as we discuss all of this concerning the rehabilitation hospital with North Oaks, please be encouraged by the fact that the family does participate in everything. You won't have any questions. You'll know what to do and how to do it. That was the most important thing to me because I wanted to help Dad. I most certainly did not want to endanger or hamper any of his progression. And once again, that phrase, for him to be able or for your loved one to be able to attain their personal best.
That's it. That's it.
And there are also, we are also allowed or encouraged to visit with other patients and to talk about their experience.
That's very key because I think that you can really get a true inside view of what the program is like. But we do show our potential patients a video of our program.
Oh, very good.
And we go over every single question with them. We spend a lot of time with the patient and the family to be sure that their expectations are going to be met by our program. And that's a very big piece of fitting the right patient in the right program.
Exactly. And so, keep in mind, Sybil, as we said in the beginning, you do have patients that want to think out of the box, let's put it that way, and do it their way before they do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell, I won't name names, but you will laugh so hard. The person that I'm speaking of had a visitor at the rehabilitation hospital who was like 85. Mm-hmm. And even though there were signs all over the room about not getting up without assistance, he got the 85-year-old visitor to help him get out of bed. And that was about the time that Dr. Dunn and I were coming in to visit.
Oh,
my goodness. And I was like, I am so going to tell on you. And we did.
Yes, yes. And that is where we really have to harness that motivation and
yes.
that drive and that fire inside to get them to do their therapy appropriately so that we don't have them have anything happen.
Do you laugh a lot at times?
Well, I think we really treasure the patients who are so motivated. They don't want to sit, but I would probably be that kind of patient that wants to get up and go. But I think that you have to harness that energy and that motivation and that fire into doing what's best for them, but it's very difficult because we all like to be independent.
I know it. But, you know, now that you said it so politely, I bet this person was great motivation, inspiration, and hope for other patients watching him.
We do have patients who encourage each other, which I think is very, very special when you watch a patient who has progressed some and then someone's just entered the program. The energy in the gym is just... It is phenomenal. I love going in the gym and watching the therapist and the patients and how the patients interact with each other. It's very community-minded. It's very collegial. It's very, I think it's a lot of encouragement and a lot of group motivation that goes on there. So it's very special. I mean, I really feel honored and I feel very blessed to be able to work in that environment.
I remember we were laughing so much when this happened. I said, "Do you call this your laughing place?" And the nurses were all like, "Oh, as soon as we get him back in bed, we will."
Yes, the therapists do have a way, and the nurses too, of really trying to put some fun and some excitement into what they're doing because it's hard what they're doing. They work very hard on it. The patients do. And
so nice. And, so understanding.
Yes.
When I truly wanted them to fuss at him. And I think so did his wife.
Well, yeah.
So did his wife.
Yeah.
Well, North Oaks Rehabilitation Hospital has a CARF accredited stroke specialty program. Now, what is a stroke specialty program? This is very specialized.
Very specialized, and I'll tell you that up until this year, we were a comprehensive medical rehabilitation facility. We offered, medical rehabilitation and so on, but a stroke specialty program, it is strictly geared to all of the unique needs of a stroke patient. They're very unique, and there are very special techniques and lots of measures that you put into place to make sure that you're delivering optimum care to these stroke patients. And it is one of the most rewarding type of patient to take care of because they make such gains if they get the proper rehab
in the proper amount of time.
Exactly.
It's a time. It's time sensitive, isn't it?
Yes, yes. But it, you know, we do work so hard with them to overcome their barriers. We are, you know, our staff, like I said, is so motivating, and you can tell they care. And the patient, I know they feel that, and they feel like someone cares about me, and it makes them want to do more. And I think that is one thing that our staff does so well.
And it's all about maximizing that participation and attaining the quality of life that the patient and the family, loved ones, are hoping for.
And I'll tell you, we take it personally.
Success stories.
If someone doesn't achieve what they want, we would take that personally. But that's why we're so careful to set very realistic goals that the whole team, and I mean the team consists of the patient and the family too.
Yes.
That we all agree are realistic and achievable.
And Sybil, I would be the patient's loved one to say, what do we do to prevent this? I don't want this to happen again. Mm-hmm. Is there a procedure, a protocol, something that you give the family so that they can be aware of symptoms of stroke, what to look for, how fast to act, how to prevent?
There's so many promotional and so many, programs out there that are really teaching the public very easily. They've created this very, I think it's called FAST.
Yes.
And FAST is an easy way for the public to try and figure out, okay, what's happening to my loved one? What does this mean? And get them to the emergency room as soon as possible, because time is of the essence.
Yes.
With a stroke. But to follow up on what you ask me, one of the things we do is we really, the aftercare of our rehab program includes very much so following their physician's orders, continuing to comply with all of their physician's recommendations, taking their medications, getting their lab work done, all of these things that help to improve their risk factors.
Yes.
For another stroke.
And even though we had our patient who was just full of spunk and energy, I was very impressed with the fact that he shared with us all of his follow-up.
Exactly.
Activities and responsibilities. And I thought, oh, man, he is really, he's listening to that information. He's taking in the message. He is going to act on it. You could see that he had accepted the responsibility to care for himself as well.
Because remember, like, inpatient rehab is more or less a launching pad where we get a patient to their optimum level of functioning within an inpatient setting. Many, many, many steps after that have to be followed and complied with in order for the patient to maintain those gains and to stay healthy.
Well, how proud are we to announce that the North Oaks Rehab Hospital is one of only 5 CARF-accredited stroke specialty programs in Louisiana and the only one in the I-12 corridor. Congratulations.
Thank you. And like I said, this all comes from our sincere commitment to our community that we want to provide them with this care right here at home where they can get the very, very best, in fact, the top 3% in the world of rehabilitation care at our North Oaks Rehabilitation Hospital.
Right. And as Sybil has so beautifully explained to us today, and we've discussed it throughout the entire interview, it's not just about the patient. It's about their family, their friends, their loved ones, the people who are going to come in on a day-to-day basis to see them, help them, work with them, to become their personal best once again. This stroke specialty program assists people in achieving that.
Very much so, yes. And our outcomes are extremely high. We compare ourselves to our regional and national peers, and we exceed them in all of the outcomes we measure for stroke programs. So that is a phenomenal achievement in our very first year of having a stroke specialty program.
Yes. And, you know, I always love to ask about success stories. There are many.
There are many.
Many success stories.
Many, many. And when we see them roll out the door and they're doing what they wanted to do and they feel like, you know, they graduated, they're so proud.
Oh, graduation. I love that idea.
And our staff, actually, I've seen them tear up as our patients leave because they've gotten so attached. That
visualization is perfect.
They've gotten so attached to these patients. And the patients write back and they name names and they call them a star. And we get such beautiful patient comments back about how much they love, and they name names.
That's what you want to hear.
They name names.
A dear friend of our family just, quote, graduated from rehab in, now where was she? In Fairhope, Alabama. Mm-hmm. We got to see the film. They filmed her now. Mm-hmm. Have any of your patients ever done this? Because I think it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Our Nana, our good friend that we lovingly call Nana, did a second line with an umbrella and Mardi Gras beads, and her daughters that were there to be her, you know, her support and her caregivers, they had the handkerchiefs fanning, and all the employees that had cared for her, the staff were there cheering just like it was a Mardi Gras parade walking out that rehab center.
I will tell you, they're, that group knows how to celebrate success.
Yes.
So I can tell you, I've seen a little bit of everything in celebrating the patient's success.
We've had a second line, too.
In the way, and many times, it's just, it depends on the patient's special likes.
Yes.
And what they love. And if they love Mardi Gras, then we can do Mardi Gras.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got so tickled. Nana was dancing out the rehab center. We thought that was the most precious video we had ever seen. We kept saying, put it on YouTube. It'll go viral. But it was just so encouraging and so exciting. And yes, I'm as Sybil said, she has seen many happy, successful leavings from North Oaks in any way, shape, or form the patient prefers. Well, if you're looking for a quality rehab center, should we look for in the rankings?
Well, you would look at true measures of success, the measurable measures of success. In other words, not just anecdotal and patient comments are extremely valuable. You cannot put a price on the value of a patient's feedback after they've been here. But to look at measurable, you would look at our rankings. Like I was telling you, we compare ourselves nationally. We use a firm that does this for us, a data collection system.
Yes.
But it actually measures us against our peers, other rehabilitation facilities, our peers who are regional and national, and we exceed regional and national in activities like dressing, walking, stair climbing, toileting, regaining memory, how much gain the patient makes per day, which is a quality indicator that is extremely important that you – every day that you're here, you make more gains per day than the patients in our region and national peer group.
That is
so
amazing.
That's a very important measure.
And when you're looking at this daily, and I'm sure you do this because I've experienced this in a time many years back when I experienced the need for her rehabilitation center, I remember them setting me up so that I could experience moments of success along the way and day to day. And so every time I would go to visit, that just stirred me on. It pushed me forward. It gave me the excitement to come back and work harder.
Exactly. Yes. Motivation. Another thing that you really want to look for when you're looking for a facility is what is their patient satisfaction ranking? That is also done by an outside group. That is not done by us internally. How satisfied are our patients? That is a huge report card of how well we meet expectations and how well we service our patients' needs and how compassionate and caring are we. And so that's a very important measure as well.
Very good. And once again, the patients of North Oaks have ranked them in the 95th percentile for patient satisfaction, earning them the 2013 Guardian of Excellence Award from Press Ganey Associates. Well, how can someone find out more information about the rehabilitation hospitals and the CARF accreditation?
I will add one point.
Yes.
With the Guardian of Excellence Award from Press Ganey that we won, we were the only facility in Louisiana that was a rehabilitation hospital to get that.
Congratulations.
So that's a very, very important gain and success story for our staff, our program, and I give all the credit to them. They are phenomenal, and they do it every day. It's not something that they have to think about. It's just in their nature. You can tell they've all had a calling to be where they are, to do what they do every day and motivate people every day. Those are very special people.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
And how blessed are we as this community to have those services available to us when our loved one or ourselves, when we are in need. We want to know more. Is there a website?
There is, northoaks.org, or you can call North Oaks Rehabilitation Hospital at 985 985- 530-5700, and we will be happy to answer your questions and connect you with someone who can give you more information about any of your questions. In addition, if you want to find out about our CARF or our CARF outcomes, you can go to www.carf.org. And you can also take a virtual tour of the Rehabilitation Hospital on YouTube at youtube.com/mynorthoaks.
And once again, CARF stands for the Commission on Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities.
Exactly.
And this is not only a national, it is an international
effort.
And so congratulations. And whenever North Oaks comes to visit us, I always take such pleasure and pride in saying, may God bless you, Sybil, and multiply your efforts as you care for those of us in need. And congratulations on the wonderful awards that have been received at the Rehabilitation Hospital.
Thank you so much. And like I said, it is our team. It's not me. It's our team. But I appreciate so much the opportunity to come here and to talk about something that I am so proud of. And I'm so thankful that we're able to give our community this type of service. So that is rewarding for us in an immeasurable way.
I know. What a pleasure to see you, Sybil Paulson. Please come back and visit with us again.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, today we want to give a special thank you to the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View. Downtown Hammond offers a wide variety of food and entertainment for all ages and occasions, including art galleries, painting parties, restaurants, boutiques, and even a children's museum that offers playtime for the youngest Hammond residents. More information is available on the Downtown Development District website at www.ddd.hammond.com. Special thanks to the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View. My name is Rosa Dunn. I'm your host, along with Sybil Paulson, the Senior Vice President of the North Oaks Rehabilitation Hospital. She serves as the administrator. Once again, Sybil, come back and visit soon.
I certainly will. Thank you for the opportunity, and so great to see you again.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. Now go out there and make it a safe, happy, and healthy day.